Morning, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Health and Social Services Committee to order. The time is 8:32 a.m., April 13, 2013. I'm joined today by Senator Machiki, Senator Kelly, and myself, Stedman. We have one resolution on the agenda, H.J.R. 14, Delay Implementation Affordable Care Act by Representative Stoltz. Intent this is the first hearing on the bill, and the intent today is to adopt a committee substitute, have the sponsor introduce the bill, take public testimony, and then look to the will of the committee. Senator Machiki, may I have a motion to adopt committee substitute version C?
Yes, I move to adopt 28-LS0187C, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, resolution 14. And I'll object for explanation, and I'll invite Mr. Peterson, my trusty aide, to help us with the CS.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Darwin Peterson, staff to Senator Stedman. The committee substitute version C that you have in front of you makes four changes. We removed language. All four changes are language removals. First one is on page one, the first whereas. We remove the words "the President of the United States and the Democratic majority in," as well as the words "voting mainly along party lines." So as you see now, it just reads, "On March 23rd, 2010, the United States Congress passed H.R. 2590. The purpose was to remove the partisan language that was superfluous to the intent of the resolution. The second change is found on page 4, following line 6. We deleted an entire whereas that previously read, "The Obama administration admits that tens of millions of Americans are at risk of losing their health care coverage." Third change, Mr. Chairman, is on page 5. Following line 1, we deleted another whereas that read, "The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act expands Medicaid without any significant reform, leaving the state to assume an unsustainable financial burden." Following that, whereas, we deleted a second whereas that read, "The required expansion of Medicaid under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act will cause the number of Alaskans covered by the program to increase by at least 30%. The purpose of deleting those two whereases at the end of the resolution, Mr. Chairman, is that it takes a position, the legislature would be taking a position on Medicaid expansion, and the governor has stated that he intends to conduct a cost-benefit analysis over the interim and make a decision later. So we want to leave the governor some flexibility there before the legislature takes a position on that.
Okay. I'll remove my objection to the adoption of the CS. Do we have further objection to the adoption of the CS?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not going.
Senator Machiki,
you have? I'm not going to object other than the fact that you took all the fun out of it, but aside from that, I'm okay with it.
I have just a question on the sponsor. Have you had any feedback from the sponsor on the changes?
Yeah, we worked with them. Yes, we've worked. The question was, have we worked with or have feedback from the sponsor? And the answer to that is yes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, that's correct. The sponsor staff is here, and I think you can attest to the fact that the sponsor concurs with all these changes.
So I'll go ahead and remove my adoption or objection to the adoption. Any further objection to the adoption? Okay. And we have Representative Stoltz is detained today with other matters to close the session, so he won't be here. He's got this capital budget issue he's trying to work through.
Okay.
That little thing. So I told him that he didn't need to show up today. His trusty staff is capable of handling it for him. And with that, if you can introduce yourself for the record, please, who you represent, and take the committee through the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Darrell Brees, staff representative Bill Stoltz. In answer to Senator Kelly's question through the chair, yes, we work closely with Senator Stedman's office for as far as the changes that were made to the CS version that's before us now. The resolution, just as in summary, and then I can go through some of the individual whereases and and the call is not a call to repeal the law that was passed by Congress and was vetted, you know, by the Supreme Court. It's just it's a call for the government and for the federal government to do some cost analysis. What is this going to cost? We're specifically focusing on businesses here in Alaska and the state of Alaska. There's a lot of unknown costs that have been documented and are cited in the whereases that it's just unknown and could potentially cost jobs, cost the small mom-and-pop businessman in every community throughout Alaska, employees, and possibly their business, the additional expenses that could be added because of this. And we just would like to know what the cost is before this is implemented so the businesses can plan and move forward with an understanding of what the actual cost is going to be. That's the main goal. After Representative Stoltz came out with this resolution, the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Businesses, stepped forward and really partnered with Representative Stoltz in honing this down before it was introduced to do that just that, focus on asking for a detailed explanation as far as what the cost is going to be before the Obamacare, as President Obama has adopted the title that's been given to it, is passed and becomes implemented. So we understand, you know, not going to understand every dollar, but we can understand generally what the costs are going to be. If we look at some of the whereases, just to give you a highlight, Alaska's two largest insurance companies reported earlier this year, Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Alaska, and Aetna Life Insurance of Alaska, that they expect premiums to increase between 30% and 80% for individual policyholders in the state because of the Affordable Care Act that is before, that what the resolution addresses. Another whereas cites that the average cost increase for the individual to obtain health insurance will be $2,500 a year. There's 21 new taxes that have been created under the Obamacare package that's before us, and we need to know that we're calling for Congress and the President and to explain what's the cost of those 20 new taxes, what the impact is going to be on local businesses. The impact to big business, while we're focusing on small business, what happens with big business typically trickles down. Big business are removing, you know, large numbers of their employees from the full-time status and shifting them to a part-time status or limited hour status, just under what the requirement is for full-time status, to avoid having to pay the additional cost. And we have some big business here in Alaska, and we hate to see employees have hours reduced and have to take on a second job to feed their families. So we would like to know what that cost is. NFIB, again, the prominent small business, represents the mom-and-pop businesses, independent small businesses throughout Alaska, estimates that 30% of small businesses in the country, will drop people from coverage, or they'll drop employees altogether because they can't afford to keep them on with the additional cost of this, which is unknown right now. The costs keep changing every day. It seems there's a new report that says the cost is going up and up, and the actual costs are constantly changing. It's estimated 8 in 10 people getting health insurance through small businesses currently will lose that. And the total cost, when the legislation was first passed, total cost was a manageable amount, but it has since increased more than three times to $2.6 trillion a year. That's the federal cost of this, and it's still unknown. The cost is still being evaluated and determined, and the Obama administration is even implementing delays in implementing this, parts of this, because they don't know what the full costs are yet. Nancy Pelosi said, well, let's pass it and find out later what's in it. We're still trying to find out what's in it. And this resolution is pretty much calling on the Obama administration and Congress to spell out, here's what it is and here's what it costs. And we ask for your support in passing this resolution today.
Thank you. Do members have any initial questions? Seeing none, we've been joined by Senator Meyer. There is 1-0 fiscal note. I'd like the co-chairs to recognize that.
Good.
And then I'd like to go ahead and go to the online public hearing portion. We'll start with the Anchorage LIO. If you could introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and then speak to the resolution, please, and try to keep your comments to a couple minutes. We'll start with Mark Reagan, please.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Mark Reagan. I'm an attorney with the Disability Law Center of Alaska. I'd like to call your attention to one of the whereases at the top of page 3 of the version that passed the House. That is the statement that says where Darden Restaurants, which operates Red Lobster and Olive Garden, has transferred nearly 75% of the chain's employees from full-time to part-time status in an attempt to limit the number of employees for whom health insurance would be mandated under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. There are some problems with that particular statement. It's based on an Associated Press story from October 2012. The Associated Press story actually says that Darden Restaurants had not converted 75% of its employees to part-time status. Instead, it was going to test in 4 markets converting employees to part-time status, that it already had 75% of its employees in part-time status. Then, after this Associated Press story appeared, a couple months passed, and Darden Restaurants then gave some earnings reports to financial people. And in those earnings reports, it said it had taken some political heat for testing converting employees to part-time status in order to avoid having to purchase health insurance for them, that in fact it had not converted any full-time workers to part-time status, and that it had tested this and decided not to proceed with it. The paragraph that I'm calling attention to says that Darden Restaurants converted 75% of its employees to part-time status in order to avoid having to purchase health insurance for them. That was not accurate based on the Associated Press story from October 2012, and it is even less accurate based on what Darden Restaurants actually did following that testing. So I would propose that the committee doesn't know, and I don't know, whether this is the only significant factual error among the remaining whereases, but it would be a bad idea for the committee to pass out a resolution that contains a significant factual error. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony today. Next up, on the off-net, Robert Heinrich. And introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and speak to the resolution, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Bob Heinrich. I represent the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce as an executive committee member and a co-chair of the Anchorage Chamber's Legislative Committee. We represent over 1,000 member businesses with over 50,000 employees. I believe I'm supporting, if I heard correctly a few moments ago, a new committee substitute that supported the removal of the last two whereas clauses. That we request a support the removal related to the Medicaid expansion. The specific clauses say the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act expands Medicaid without any significant reform, leaving the state to ensure an unsustainable financial burden. And the second was the required expansion of Medicaid under the Patient Protection and Affordable Recovery Act will cause the number of Alaskans covered by the program to increase by at least 30%. At this time, we feel it's premature to discuss the impact of that Medicaid expansion on the state, with the Department of Health and Social Services study being done by the Lewin Group that has not been released yet for review. So we support certainly the concepts. We share the sponsors and the legislators' concerns on the uncertainty that this whole process creates, but particularly with regards to those two components, we support the removal of those clauses from this statement.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
That concludes the sign-up off-net and the LIOs this morning. We'll now come into the room for a public comment. Anybody from the public wants to come forward? You can introduce yourself for the record, who you represent. I'm sure you know the drill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Denny DeWitt, representing the National Federation of Independent Business. Just to back up what Darrell has already indicated, we very strongly support this and would ask you to move it to the floor and then pass it through the floor. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else want to come forward? I see we have a commissioner here. He's just dying to get up here in front of the HES committee. He doesn't have that opportunity very often.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for that heartfelt invitation. I am Bill Struer, the Commissioner of the Department of Health and Social Services, and this resolution is going the same direction we're going with the Medicaid program, with the public program, in that move slow and take a look at it, analyze it, make sure that what we're doing is the right thing to do, any action that we take, whether we elect to move forward or not. The dollars are going to go up. There's no doubt about it. I don't see any way that the state of Alaska won't see increased costs with this. Speaking specifically to the public programs, Medicaid and Medicare, Medicare to a much lesser degree. You've seen it in the media as much as I have. There's going to be at least attempts to reduce coverage for Medicare recipients. We already experienced significant issues in this state with access for Medicare recipients, and we're concerned that we continue to reduce that access for them. In terms of the Medicaid program itself, while these two paragraphs are recommended for removal at the end, they're fundamentally accurate. We do know that the population, the Medicaid population, will go up by 30%. And we project our early numbers based on our own numbers, not based on the Lewin study, which we still continue to tweak and fine tailor. We are looking at an increase of 30% in the population. What does that mean? By 2020, the state outlay is going to be in the neighborhood of $30 million of additional general fund for a program that you all cringe at spending more money on anyway, and it will continue to go up from then on forward. We don't know what the impact's going to be. Darrell's comments are right on that. It's going to be a challenge, it's going to be expensive, and move slow is our recommendation. So with that, I'll gladly answer questions if you have any.
Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Commissioner, for coming forward. I'll go. Seeing no other active activity in the audience here Saturday morning to come forward and speak on this, I've got a quick question for the bill sponsor on the earlier call-in on lines 31, page 2, dealing with the Darden restaurant issue. Do you have any comments on that? That was, and then finishes up on page 3, 1 to line 3, that one whereas.
Through the chair, the information that's contained in it was based on the AP article, and the AP article was referred to by the person who called in was not the actual AP article that we had was tweaked when it was posted from the post on the Huffington Post where we got the information from, and it indicated that. That exactly the words that are exactly contained in the resolution as it was crafted. I haven't researched farther as to what Darden has done as far as changing and seeing the economic information that was released. We based it on the article that was released on October 9th, 2012.
Maybe what the committee should consider doing, because we're late in the session, is a look for the will of the committee. And then ask the bill sponsor to check that item out, and we could always do a floor amendment if it's needed.
Chair, I think this issue kind of goes to the whole issue of the resolution. This information is changing daily. We don't know. We're asking for them to slow down with this implementation of this because. The information related to the law is changing daily and to the cost. And so the information that comes out is continually changing and continually adjusting. We'll be more than happy to do further research and possibly bring forward something for consideration on the floor.
Yes, Senator Kelly. I was wondering what your name was. You look familiar, but I wasn't quite sure. We haven't had very many committee meetings.
You've aged since the last time. So Darrell, would you do me a favor, please? I'd like to move this along. I assume this needs to pass this year to be relevant.
Oh, we would like to.
Okay.
It's calendar today, pending referral.
It is. Can you get in a hurry on this Darden restaurant thing and the other anecdotal references in the resolution? Strengthen if you want to. I support it, but it would probably be best for us to take the anecdotal stuff out. And if you could do that before at least the floor, or give us an amendment on the floor that we'll address that.
Any other questions, concerns from conveners? Senator Machicki.
And if they end up being left in, I mean, just if it has considered transferring, pretty simple change if they wanted specifics in there. But I agree with what you're saying. It looks like, I mean, just pulled up the story. It looks like they saying have considered instead of is considering makes a, or has transferred, makes a big difference and something worth a little bit more research.
Okay.
You could even say, Mr. Chairman, if yes. You could even say nationwide businesses are considering, and then take the references to specific companies out, it kind of makes it a little safer.
Okay. Any other comments, concerns? Okay. Mood of the committee? Senator Machicki.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think considering we're coming close to the end of the session here, I certainly moved CS for CS House Joint Resolution Number 14, Version C, onto the next committee reference.
Okay, with the individual recommendations attached, fiscal note. Okay, we have a motion to move the bill or the resolution from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll move this on to the next committee referral, which is the Rules Committee. That concludes the business today. We'll reconvene sometime in 2014. We're adjourned.